Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. This is Little D. How are you this evening? I hope all is well. Tonight we're going to have a fabulous show. This is Brother Derek Sherrill from New Life Church out of Arab, Alabama. Welcome Arab. To the Big D Show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's a privilege for us to be here. And the way you've reached out to our church and let us be involved in this is such a blessing. We appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for coming in. So, as always, here on the Big D Show, we're going to start out with prayer. So, Brother Sherrill, would you lead us in prayer, please?
I would. Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege that we have to speak about the name of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood of Jesus. God, I ask that somehow through these radio waves, whoever's listening, whoever's watching on Facebook Live, that there would be an anointing, a special touch of the Holy Ghost that would go from what we're talking about and what we discuss tonight throughout this whole show in the name of Jesus. God, impart truth into someone's heart, inspiration and encouragement by the power of the blood of Jesus. And we pray that in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much. So I'm going to start out tonight with letting everybody know that Brother Sherrill will now be here on the Big D Radio Show.
Yeah.
Every week. We're so excited. I have a young man also that when you're not here, I will have him fill in for you so that we're able to bring the gospel at the
Amen.
Beginning of the show every single week like clockwork.
That's powerful.
Our format's going to stay the same. We are still going to have local businesses from what's happening in Coleman, which most of you know. I'm Danielle Little D, and I'm the ad agent for what's happening in Coleman. Big D is the creator, Daryl Nethery, and we will continue and flow forward. We are just back from vacation. I'm freshly back from the beach.
I'm rested,
and I'm ready. I'm ready to tackle these last 4 months of the year, and let's rock it out and see where it's going.
Yeah.
I want to be led by God, and I want to do what He wants me to do. So tonight, Brother Sherrill, I would like to hear what God has to say.
All right. Well, if He's Big D and you're Little D, my name's Derek, so I'm just D.
Okay, that's great. I like that. Well, we got Big C, too. You know, Christopher's Big
yeah,
C.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't matter what his initial is. It's going to be Big Something.
It's going to be Big Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Well, listen, I'm so thankful for this opportunity. And I count it a true privilege and an honor. I'll tell you a little bit about myself before I get into what I want to talk about. I was raised in a preacher's home, raised in a Christian home all my life, and been a part of just a true, powerful, godly home all of my life. But like most young people, you know, you kind of venture out and go astray or whatever you do, you know, just. But God put a call on my life in an Alabama youth camp when I was about 15 years old. The Lord spoke to me and told me that I would be ministering, preaching the gospel, the word of the Lord. And so I began to pursue that, and I'll never forget the first time that I got the call to preach my first message outside of my home church. I was driving down the road, and I'd been praying, and I kind of started seeing a vision while I was still driving down the road. The Lord had to take Jesus take the wheel came out way before the song. So Jesus took the wheel, and He kind of showed me some, and I saw where I was going to be preaching. It was a strange building. It had a dome top, which is not your average typical church
right.
Setting. And then I saw that it was packed with young people. And the very next day, I got a phone call to come and preach a youth rally. We'd call it a rally, youth rally. And when I went to that church to preach a few weeks later, it was the exact same building that I saw, with the same people in the building, and I preached the message that the Lord gave me in that vision.
That's awesome.
And there's been a lot of things through my life that God showed me that. Even coming down to our pastor at New Life Church in Arab, I was sitting in a revival service. There was an evangelist there. He called me and my wife up to the front and started talking to us, and he said, "I see you being used by God in a building," and he said, "it's not your typical church." Here that goes again, right? It's not your typical church building. He said, there's not two rows of pews, but there's multiple rows of pews. And so I was traveling and evangelizing at the time, and so every church that I went to, I was like, God, is this it? God, is this it? And I'd count the pews when I'd go in. About a year, 1 year after that, I got a phone call to come and preach a revival at Arab Church, New Life Church. And when I walked in the building, which I was familiar with the building, I walked in, and there's four sections of pews inside that building. And the Lord began to work. The Lord began to move. And in January of last year, we accepted the pastor and was voted in as pastors of New Life Church in Arab. That same evangelist, it was kind of strange. That was on a Sunday on the 20-something of January. I can't remember the exact day. But I had already scheduled him to come into town and preach a rally the next Friday. And so we were voted in on a Sunday. He came in the middle of the week on a Wednesday night, very late. And he called me about 9:30 Thursday morning, and he said, Brother Cheryl, I got to tell you something. I said, what's up? He said, where I'm standing, which was in our auditorium, he was there praying that next morning. He said, where I'm standing is exactly what God showed me 1 year ago. He said, this is what I saw when I was prophesying over you and your wife. And so through that, we've been blessed to be a part of that church. This year alone, we've baptized over 300 people.
Gosh, that's awesome. Jesus. That's awesome.
And we've had about 190 receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost through salvation. And it's just powerful things that's happening that God's just using us and allowing us to be a part of. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about how I got there. I grew up in a small town out in Lawrence County. And so for the first year and a half, we drove from that town all the way to Arab, which was about an hour and 20 minutes one way. But God's blessed us with a home. We have bedded down into the city now, and God's just doing great things. So that being said, I've got a word that I want to share with somebody tonight, because I know if you're like me, you go through things in life and you're trying to find the answer. You're trying to find, what do I need to do? What is the right step for me at this point in my life? And I want to take us to a passage of Scripture, and then we'll begin to talk about what the Lord's laid on my heart this evening. But the Bible says in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter number 6 and verse number 33, he said, but seek ye first. And there's a key word right there, and that word is seek. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And those are very important words, those three words, kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And then Matthew 7, verse number 7 says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, there's that word again, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And then verse number 8 of that same chapter says, for all who ask receives, and all who seeks findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. These are words that are sent to us and given to us by the inspiration of God that is directing us and telling us. If you have a red letter edition in your Bible, you see that is the words of Jesus Christ himself, as it is depicted in your Bible there. And Jesus is letting us know that the only way that you find or you receive is by asking, seeking, and knocking. And those are all proactive words. It's not words of me saying, well, the Lord knows my heart. God knows the intent of my heart. And yes, he does. The Word of God says that. But God meant so much for us to have a communication point with him, that he spends a lot of time. And I'm doing a series at our church on Wednesday nights now about prayer. And prayer is so important, but prayer is not shallow. Prayer is something that we explore. And this is what he's talking about here when he said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I want to talk to us a little bit tonight about seeking the kingdom of God, seeking for the kingdom of God. God, in the beginning, the Bible says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the deep, and God began to work. God began to create. And the thing that was without form and void, God began to speak And when he began to speak, things began to happen. And any time that you allow the voice of God to be in your life through a man of God, everybody needs a pastor. You don't need just a preacher in your life. You need a pastor that will take his time to find the will of God for you and not just speak shallow to you, but is not afraid to speak truth into your life. The Bible said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make. A lot of people say the truth shall set you free, but the Bible said the truth shall make you free. And so you need somebody in your life that will express the truths of God into your life. And so the Word of God is what makes things alive in our life. But God had a plan, and He had created the world. He had created, the Bible said that after all, He spoke all the things into existence, that He reached down and He carved from the dust of the ground man, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And that is a very intimate setting when the Lord reaches down and creates man. Then he saw that it wasn't good for man to be alone. He created Eve for man. He created a woman for man. And so he put them together. He put them in a garden, and he told them what they could have, and he really expressed what they couldn't have. He said, "This is the tree that you cannot have. This is the tree that you cannot partake of. And when you do, you shall surely die." This is how it was set up by God. And so God had created Adam first. He had created Eve to be his helpmeet. And here's where the problem came in, Danielle. Here's where the problem came in. When man stopped being what he was supposed to be for the woman, she started listening to something else.
Amen.
And the enemy came in as a serpent, and he started being the voice in the woman's ear. Let me just tell you men something, you husbands something. You are supposed to be the priest of your household, and you are supposed to be the godly priest of your household, and you're supposed to lead what God gave you in a very positive fashion, lead them and be the voice from God into their lives. And so when man wasn't doing this, of course, the enemy, the serpent, Satan, Lucifer came in, and he began to tell her, "Are you really going to die?" And if you really notice, any time that God begins to speak and direct people's life, there's always that hesitation and that question. Is this really that important? And there's people, I know because I talk to a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of questions. Is this really that important? And if I preach messages, I feel the feedback that comes as, well, is that really that important? But if it's a commandment for God, it really is that important, because we find that after that Satan began to talk to Eve in this setting, that she partook, and then man partook, and then there was the judgment that came. And we find the first place of sacrifice actually in the garden when Jesus came in the cool of the day to speak to them, or God came in the cool of the day to speak to them. And when he spoke, they were afraid, and they hid themselves, and they created coverings for themselves. And here's the important type and shadow that Jesus is on his way to fix what just got messed up. The Bible said that God came into the garden, and this is the first shedding of blood that we find as a covering for man's sin. He took the skins, and if you study it out, you find that when he placed the skins upon Adam and Eve as coverings, there was still blood that would be dripping from these. And if you read the translations and you go back and you study it from its original point, you find that the coverings came and it completely covered them, because this was to be a type and a foreshadow of what was going to happen when Jesus came. And so not long after that, the tabernacle is set up, and you've got, because of sin, you've got sacrifices, animal sacrifices that are being given, but they're only pushing sins ahead 1 year. And after that year's up, they've got to do it again. And so for that whole year, they're finding their spotless sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice that will push their sins ahead a year. But as you study through the Word of God, even through the Old Testament, you find the types and the shadows that Jesus Christ is to come. And then we're gonna fast forward just because of time tonight. We've got to fast forward. But it gets to the place that John the Baptist is there, and Jesus comes along, and John stands up and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." And Jesus came to be that perfect sacrifice, that spotless lamb. The Bible says, In Luke 19 and 10, it says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek," there's that word again, "to seek and to save that which was lost." And so God had a plan from the beginning. God has set up a plan from the beginning, a plan that even though we have fallen, even though we have made mistakes, even though we have failed, even though we have sinned, okay? And sometimes we do that sin thing just because it feels good, just because it's convenient, just because it's our pet, it's our go-to, it's our crutch. But the Bible said that the Lord, that the Son of Man, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to be a perfect sacrifice, a spotless sacrifice for you and I. Now, this is why I went with the "seek first the kingdom of God" as the scripture text here in the beginning, because God has already provided a plan and a way of escape of our failures and our faults. But there's a whole lot of people that want to express themselves and justify themselves by showing up to an Easter service or a Christmas service or showing up to the house of God and feeling good, get the feel good feeling that goes with that. And they justify themselves until the next time they feel that they want to make sure that God's still there. And then they go back for that next justification again. According to the Word of God, we are supposed to be seeking the kingdom of God. Now, repentance is very important, and I need to explain what repentance is tonight to somebody. Repentance is not saying that I'm sorry. That's asking for forgiveness. The Bible says that godly sorrow worketh repentance. And so when I have a godly sorrow, which means this thing is bigger than what people think about me, this thing is taking me to the place that all I care about is how God feels about me. The Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance. And so we have to seek God for repentance. And then there's a plan. In the Bible, in the book of Acts, if you read the book of Acts, this is the beginning of the New Testament church. It tells you how the New Testament church was set up. And there were some people that asked the question in the book of Acts. They said, "What have I got to do to seek the kingdom of God?" Oh, really what it says is, "What have I got to do to be saved?" But they're saying, "What have I got to do to get into the kingdom of God and then seek the kingdom of God?" And then the Bible says that Peter, who had received the keys of the kingdom, and his buddies, the disciples that was there with him, they began to answer the question. They said, "What have we got to do to be saved?" And Peter stood up with the 11 and he said, "You got to repent." Repentance is very important. Repentance will get you to the doorway of the kingdom. Okay? Repentance is very important. But he didn't stop with repentance. There's a lot of people that will stop at repentance. But you have to go further than repentance. He said, repent. Then he said, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And it's important that you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then he said, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is found in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 for those that are interested in reading that on your own and finding that. Now, prior to this, we find where Jesus is about to go up into heaven and he reaches out his hands and he blesses them at Bethany and he tells them, you go to Jerusalem and you tarry for the promise that I'm going to send to you not many days hence from now. And so he blessed them. There's a lot of people, Danielle, that will stop with a blessing and a feel good, a moment that they know that the Spirit of God is there. It's that blessing that they feel from God. But God never intended for anybody to stop with a blessing. There was a whole lot of people at Bethany that received the blessing. But according to history, we find that there was only about 120 that went to the upper room that waited for that promise that he said, I'm going to send. And they received that promise. They spilled out into the street. And this is where they asked Peter, what have we got to do to get what y'all got? What he's telling is you got to seek it. Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to go through the steps of repentance and baptism, which is the washing away of your sins and receiving the Spirit of God. And so that gets us into the kingdom. But then again, there's a lot of people that stop there. I'm encouraging people today. And the whole point of my talk today is to encourage you, don't stop with repentance. Don't hang out at just your initial experience with God. But be willing to walk as far as God will take you into the kingdom of God, because he has a plan for every one of you. I'm excited to be a part of this, and thank you for allowing me to come in and talk.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Brother Cheryl. This is Danielle, Little D, with Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio. The Big D Show will be right back in just a moment.
And all the special flashes, I'm doing something wrong.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to invite you to join the band. The band was started back in 2005 and currently has around 60 members. We range in age from 18 to 88 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. The band's season begins after Labor Day and ends in late May. We take summers off. We rehearse on Monday nights from 6:30 till 8:30 in the Coleman Middle School band room. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 10th. Hope to see you then.
I'm Ed Horrell, author of The Kindness Revolution. As both a business person and a Memphian, the success of FedEx never ceases to amaze me. I'm impressed not only with their business success, but also their corporate culture, which is a stated goal of 100% successful delivery of your package. They've expressed this desire via their creative advertising over the years, and they make it clear that it's their objective. This example of corporate culture is a good one, and it might be a challenge for all businesses to ask their own question. What does our daily dialogue represent to our customers? Do we suggest a goal of fewer mistakes, or better performance, shorter delays, or whatever? Make sure your employees and your customers know your goals and your progress towards attaining those goals. You'll be absolutely positively the best in your market. Just ask FedEx. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to the studio. This is the Big D Radio Show. We're Cullman's Independent Radio, Live 95.5 WRJM. And in studio tonight, I have from Karen Cook Ministries, if I'm correct, I have Corey Burris. How are you, Corey?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Now, you're from Orange, Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the Lord has brought you to us.
Yes.
So you are here to help someone.
I'm here to help anybody who needs help, anybody struggling with any kind of problems, suicide mainly, but, you know, any problem that, you know, God can help with all problems, so anything under the spectrum I can try to help anybody with, I'm on board.
Now, this is always a tough subject, and I'm usually always the one that tackles it here on the Big D Radio Show. You know, the month of September is Suicide Awareness Month. Now, you and I are pretty close in age.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a heck of a story to tell. So, when I read your description of some of the things that you had been through, one of the things that struck me right off the bat was that from the word go, you felt like you were not supposed to be here because your mother was on contraceptive and she still conceived you. So your father resented you. And that's one of the things that stood out for me, not because it's the beginning of your paragraph of your story.
Right.
But, you know, the Lord tells us that he stamped us in the womb and he knew us.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't that correct, Brother Cheryl?
That's right.
So I want you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself and what you've been doing.
Well, a little bit about myself is... Well, like you said, you know, my dad only wanted one kid, and I got an older brother, so that just started the ball rolling. But my mom was always good to me. You know, she was always there to back me up. But as years went by, you know, just getting in trouble at home and just family stuff, you know, I just kept putting it in the back of my head, just kind of brushing it off. And after my best friend died of suicide in 1993, it kind of threw me for a loop. And I said I'd never do that, but as time went by and got more trouble with just my parents, not the cops or anything, so it really wasn't nothing big. I just decided, you know, when I didn't come home on New Year's, that I would wait 7 days for the anniversary of my friend's death and just kill myself and be done with it. You know, all my problems would be solved. I went and grabbed a shotgun shell from my brother's room and put it on my TV next to my, on my dresser next to my TV, and stayed at it for a week. And I never had a second thought about it, you know, and I just couldn't wait, you know, I couldn't wait to be free, you know, out of my turmoil and pain. But on that day, I was sitting there watching a movie, and halfway through the movie, I went to the bathroom, and I locked two doors, and I sat on the toilet, and on the count of three, I said I was going to shoot myself, and I said 1, 2, and then I remember 2 weeks later, and they said that I unlocked both doors and walked back into the living room and sat on the couch and watched my movie again, but I don't remember none of that. And my mom was RN, she was outside in the backyard, and looking back, if I hadn't somehow walked back in the living room, I would have died, because she was outside. Why would she come inside and just go in the back of the house, you know? So, I mean, God had his hand all over it the whole time. And, you know, I've been through thick and thin, but I knew God was always there. And when I woke up 2 weeks, I say I woke up, I just don't remember saying for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I just thought I was such a failure and couldn't even kill myself right. And it was just like, you know, what do I do now? And so I talked to God a lot because I had nothing else to do. And I asked him why he saved me, and he didn't answer me. So I was like, well, I'll figure it out one day. And I just tried to be the best me I could be and just, you know, do what I had to do for, you know, for God's kingdom. And one day I knew I'd find my answer, but I just had to wait, you know. And I got mixed up in the drugs, and, you know, which most kids do around 18, 19 years old, and just kept, you know, sampling things here and there. And then I ended up meeting my wife when I was in college, and she actually just drove down the road and stopped and turned around because I stayed outside. It's kind of, I don't know, I think it's a God thing, but I dabbled with drugs with her, and we had our first kid in 2000. And I tried to work, but it was hard to keep a job because of discrimination. Couldn't get hired anywhere, and you know, if I did get hired, it was minimum wage stuff, and it's just like the struggle was there. But I really didn't, it really didn't bother me because, you know, I was just trying to keep moving. Kept experimenting with drugs and got into harder and harder drugs, and in 2005. I was working, and I got in a wreck with an 18-wheeler at 80 miles an hour on my way home from work. Flipped my truck 5 times, it caught on fire. All I had was a busted nose, so I went home.
Wow.
Not to mention, that's probably my 5th total vehicle, and that's the worst injury I ever got. About a week after my wreck, I had a violent seizure. I had a violent seizure, and it broke both my shoulders. So, in one fell swoop, you know, my job was taken, my money was taken, my vehicle was gone, you know, and I had a family, and I was like, I didn't know what to do, I didn't know where to turn. Well, I knew to turn to God, but I was panicking. So, I wasn't mad at God, but I was kind of frustrated, and I just kind of gave him a few choice words and asked him why I was here, you know, and I really wasn't expecting an answer right then, but he told me to help people with suicides, and, I actually told him no. I said, no, I can't do that. That's not me. That's not who I am. And I thought about it for a little while, and I was like, you know what? If that's what you want, give me confirmation. And for a solid week straight, it was like a concert going off in my head. That's all I could hear was help people, help people. So I couldn't have any other thoughts. So I said, okay, I'll do it. You know, I surrendered to him. And that, it was just like a second. He made me understand so much about life and about my existence in life, all the way down to my mom's conception. Which is kind of weird. And I was just astonished at what was going on. So anyway, I started helping people as best I could. I volunteered at the Rape and Crisis Suicide Center of Southeast Texas for a long time. And I had to live on faith alone for 3 years. Because, you know, I had surgeries going on, and every time I'd break a shoulder, I'd have a seizure and break another one, and it was just relentless. I've had my right shoulder replaced twice. I'm having my 5th operation. I got to schedule it and do some things to get it done, because it's broke again. I just, you know, God wants me to do what He wants me to help people in any way I can. and he gives me the ability and the know-how, because I haven't had training. I don't know all the answers, but he does.
You're so sincere.
And
you're so sincere and humble.
Well, I'm serious. You know, if I have to go in 3 o'clock in the morning to meet somebody and talk to them, I'm doing it. You know, if I got to grab somebody out the street because God's telling me to, I'm grabbing them. You know, this means a lot to me.
And I feel like, and this may be unorthodox, but I feel like that you're a living and breathing miracle.
Oh, absolutely.
Of what God is trying to show someone, that they're not alone.
And it's not just this. It's my whole life. I've been so close to death so many times and just walked away. And it's just like, looking back, it has to be God, you know. Because we live in real time, but we learn in reverse, you know. We can look back and learn so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I can write somebody can ask me a question I've never heard of, and I'll just sit there and just tell them the whole paragraph. And I'll look at it afterwards and just say, wow, you know, because I know that's not me. And I sit there and learn from what I'm writing. And I know it's God, you know, and who else could it be, you know?
You have an amazing story and an amazing testimony. And you give hope to those that are, you know, struggling to know that they are not alone. You know, this month we really have to recognize that suicide is very prevalent in our society.
It's very real.
Not just with the young. A lot of people want to stereotype that and say that it is only with the young, and it is not. This is my second series on suicide.
Yeah, suicide, it doesn't discriminate. I've had news reporters. I've had people from Merrill Lynch, investors. I mean, it's the whole scope of age and everything, age, background, race. I mean,
now you can go to Karen Cook's ministry and seek Corey out. You can contact him through there, or
you can also go on Facebook on the groups and type in Suicide Prevention and God's Helpers, and that's my group. And we have over 6,100 members, and I have an amazing group of admins that are there 24 hours a day when I'm not able to be there. And just, I mean, they're right now they're on there just beating away, you know, just helping people.
Corey, thank you so much for being on the Big D Radio Show. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your story and your testimony. Thank you so much for blessing us.
Well, thank you.
This is Little D with the Big D Radio Show on Live 95.5. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Yeah. Welcome back. This is the Big D Radio Show. This is Little D in studio tonight. I have Carmen Coleman, the beautiful Rachel Bryant. Welcome, Miss Rachel. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I got a couple announcements to make before I get started into this interview with her. Three Bridges. If you are familiar with Three Bridges, they will be here November the 25th. It's a free concert. It will be at my home church at Renovation at 1142 Alabama Highway 157 at West Point.
Awesome.
So, if you have never heard Three Bridges, Google them. Google them, please. They are a quartet. They are three. One is from West Point. He's a little younger than me. Awesome. This will be my second time hearing them, and I love it. Love, love, love them. Also, I want to talk about the second Friday on Facebook. Please make sure you check out the second Friday. I believe this is our last one on the 17th.
And it's charity fundraiser night, too.
It is. And it's Carnival and Coleman. I've seen that. So that will be interesting for the little ones.
We've got some really cool things going on at our booth. So,
well, I'm excited. I wanted to put that out there. And so, of course, this month is difficult for us.
Oh, yes.
Because we've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
September is Suicide Awareness Month.
It is.
I appreciate you coming in. But you have an event coming up. Would you like to tell everyone about it?
Again, in correlation with the Suicide Awareness Week, we always try to plan our suicide walk around that. This Saturday will be our second one. And we're excited.
And anyone can come.
Anyone
that is associated, it doesn't matter one way or the other.
If you've lost a loved one, which we've done a lot here in Coleman, or if you're suffering yourself, this is a chance to find other people who might be out there as a support. And that's what's really the walk is about, is to be able to gather together. Because suicide seems to be such a lonely state of mind. To be able to know that you're not alone is always great.
Corey's testimony was so powerful.
It was.
It's so interesting how God confirmed for him, even though I argue with God too, and it's just my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But by that second time, I don't know, I better be listening to him because he's going to faceplant me. That's how it is.
Yeah.
But this is a tough one. Suicide is tough because it doesn't just affect the person. It affects a whole community, and it also affects a whole family.
Right.
So, this is going on at Depot Park this Saturday at 3:00. That's September the 8th at 3:00. You can also follow Karma and Coleman. That is Rachel Bryant.
Yeah.
And I got a few minutes, so I want to talk about the food bank.
Okay.
You have a food bank at Karma, do
yes,
you not?
We do.
Would you give out a little bit of information about that?
Sure. We are open Monday through Friday. Our food bank is 10 to 4. And we are struggling right now, so if you have extra, come see us. But it's welcome. It's for anyone who needs it. We've been seeing a lot of homeless this week. So that's always a concern. So it's another project that I'm just going to be working on here.
I've been seeing a lot of homeless in Coleman myself in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and it's been a big thing this week. So, but it's open to families, elderly. We get a lot of elderly there. And as the season goes on, you know, the food banks get hit harder, especially in the winter months because, you know, a lot of dads may be doing construction or something and work kind of slacks off in the fall. So, even, if you're out there even if it's not our food bank, any food bank is very grateful right now for any kind of donation.
We have 173 nonprofit organizations in Coleman.
Yeah.
I also read an article this week about Coleman Caring for Kids, Jayvon
mm-hmm.
Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that can be contributed. I read they fed 150 families in a week.
Mm-hmm.
That was last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, nonprofit is very close to my heart. And if we can get the word out, maybe let's do a food drive. I'm ready to do a food drive.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it for a while, and I talked to Big D about it, and it's something that I really want to do.
Yeah, I think it would be great. And you guys have the voice to get it out there.
Yes, and I also have local businesses that I believe that will back he and I up, and mm-hmm. I think it would be good to do a major food drive before the holiday.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This is September. You know, we have Thanksgiving coming up really quick, just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we will have families that...
every year.
Are we like cooking dressing this year?
Yes, I was about to say, we are on for that.
Big D can make some dressing now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
It was awesome. So, yeah, we'll be doing that. We have a location change this year. We won't be doing it at Gold Ridge. We're actually going to do it downtown at the, I didn't know that this existed till now, but the Housing Authority in Coleman has a community center.
Yes, I knew that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's where we're going to do it this year.
Awesome. He'll be all fired up. You know he's coming to win.
Oh, yeah.
It does not matter.
Yep.
I'll do the prep work. He can do the cooking.
Yep.
It's the one time I step that way and let him do the cooking.
We are very excited. We've already got started on it. We're excited about this year.
Well, I'm excited about things that are coming up for the next 4 months. We've got lots going on in Coleman.
I do.
I also want to tell everyone that on Tuesday nights we do the Understanding the Law with Melvin Hasting, and I am taking any law questions you would like to email to me to dlc41@gmail.com. So, anything else you got going on?
Let's see. Well, we want you to come out and see us at the Second Fridays next week.
Oh, yeah.
We have a great booth plan. We got a little game system, but we have decided to go with the sideshow. So we're going to have the bearded lady, and we're going to have a snake charmer, we're going to have a fortune teller.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're going to do all of that funny stuff that you would see at a carnival
or
a thing. So we're excited about that, our booth next week. So be sure to come out to the Second Fridays and see us.
I really like it. I like how Coleman is packed out and our small businesses stay open during the late, evening. And now we're stretching the vast amount of, area of Coleman and not so much concentrated in that one little district,
Right.
Now it's broadened out so much.
Yeah.
And I like that.
It's been amazing. We went last month to kind of get an idea of, how many people and what we were going to look at. And it was amazing. I had such a great time. The businesses were great. The food was great.
And then we're going to have the fair parade, which will come up very,
yes.
very soon. It will be right here on us. And, we're all excited about that.
Yep. We do have a Camp Liberty is doing a haunted attraction. And they're doing a drive on September 29th where you can bring in a toy for our Christmas project. And they will give you a discount on going in. So that's September 29th.
Awesome. I had a couple ladies at church ask me about that and if I was associated with it. And I said no.
That's another thing that they've approached us. So it's going to help our Christmas project. So we're excited. And then all those who love Halloween and haunted houses.
Oh, and there are some nuts that like some Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we're extremely excited about that night. So it's a busy, from here till the end of the year, Carmen's wrapped in different projects and stuff, and that's the way we love it.
I know. You stay so covered up all the time, and I watch her Facebook Live, and I'm just like in awe, I'm like, I could never keep up with her.
there's days where I'm a little overwhelmed, but God always gives me the strength to keep going.
He does me also. Without him, I'm nothing.
Right.
So, again, Carmen Coleman Suicide Awareness and Prevention Walk 2018 will be at Depot Park this Saturday, September the 8th at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
let's come out and support Rachel Bryant with Karma and Coleman. This is a very important event.
I was also going to add real quick that if you are coming and you've got a loved one that you've lost, we will have a memory board for you to put your photo on. And
awesome.
Make a button so you can we can put a face to the name.
Awesome.
So be sure to bring your pictures that you would like to use.
Awesome. That is cool. I like that. So, Brother Cheryl, I am going to close out the Big D Radio Show. This is Little D. You know, we'll be back with Understand the Law on Tuesday night on our regular programming. So I'm going to ask Brother Cheryl to pray us out. I appreciate everyone tuning in tonight.
All right. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we've had tonight. We thank you for everybody that's been involved, those that have listened, those that have been encouraged and strengthened. I pray that your spirit would go out, God, and confront anything that would try to hinder what the enemy would bring against us, God. Let your spirit do what it's intended to do. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Little D with the Big D Radio Show. This is WRJM, Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. God bless you and God bless America.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.